VOA News. The Trump administration has given an ultimatum to Turkey over an American evangelical Christian pastor it has held for more than a year on terror and espionage charges. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Andrew Brunson's case has strained relations between the two NATO allies, and Vice President Mike Pence issued a warning today during a religious freedom summit.
If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith and send him home to America, the United States will impose significant sanctions.
President Trump later tweeted he will impose large sanctions if Brunson's not freed. Turkey's president has in the past linked Brunson's release to the U.S. extraditing a Pennsylvania cleric whom he holds responsible for a failed military coup 2 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Brunson was released from prison Wednesday and placed under house arrest while his trial continues. Vice President Pence said he spoke with Brunson on Wednesday. The Trump administration has released $195 million in military aid to Egypt that had been withheld because of concerns over the country's human rights record. A State Department spokesman said Wednesday the decision recognizes steps that Egypt has taken over the last year in response to U.S. concerns and to further strengthen the two countries' partnership. He did not specify what steps Egypt took. The U.S.-led coalition on Thursday announced or acknowledged the death of 1,059 civilians from its aerial bombings against the Islamic State terrorist group in Iraq and Syria. The coalition has run a military campaign against the Islamic State's self-proclaimed caliphate in Iraq and Syria. Rights organizations have long accused the coalition of significantly undercounting the number of civilians it has killed during the years of fighting ISIS. This is VOA News.